We are here at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, talking with the folks at GDM and talking about the recent news and realignment of their brands, including AgriGold, Mustang Seeds, and so many more. Joining us today, Chief Operating Officer for GDM, Santiago DeStefano, and GDM Marketing Leader, Brad Shipman. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us, and I'd love to just start with your thoughts and perspective on this expansion for GDM and this realignment of brands, et cetera, et cetera. Santiago, I'll start with you first. Just share your thoughts for listeners who have maybe seen the news and wondering, you know, wanting some more background behind the recent changes.
Great, great. Well, thank you for the opportunity. We are, as GDM, we are a breeding company. And our goal is to breed good hybrids and good varieties that eventually will have more yield for a farmer. And we will need to take those to the farm. That is what we do. In the realignment of brands, what we try to do is to have a simple model to get to the farmer, have a more concentration of resources to be more impactful, and to be as close as possible to the farmer. As breeders, we need to understand the needs, and being close to the farmer is a key thing. And delivering seeds is about the yield, but it's also about simplicity and about how we can do that in a way that enables farmers to get focused on all the other problems that they have to solve to be successful.
Brad, your thoughts on the realignment into some of Santiago's points here. Just, I mean, your perspective, what can growers expect with this realignment and expansion with GDM?
Yep. I think Santiago said it really well. It's all about the farmer, and it's all about trying to be as local as we possibly can. Local fit, so you see different brands around the booth here today. You see a Mustang brand that is fit to growers in the north. You see AgriGold that's fit to growers in the Central Corn Belt, a producer's brand that we just launched and are very excited about it, that is fit to growers in California and West Texas, and continuing on down the path with a great brand like Revere. So, you know, I think growers will continue to see increased presence from those brands. And I think one thing that Santiago said that I really agree with is simplicity. We want to be simple to do business with, and we want to help the farmer.
And I think as well, you mentioned, you know, the point about the breeding program with GDM and the long history and the technology and the knowledge there combined with, okay, the AgReliance side with the recent acquisition and bringing in, you know, AgriGold's traits on the corn side, for instance, et cetera. I know there's a lot of things that are kind of getting married together, so to speak, and that's really, I would think, going to benefit the farmer in the long run, combining all those resources and technology together.
Yes, breeding is a local business. We cannot breed from a long place to serve a farmer in the Midwest. You need to be breeding in the Midwest. So at the end, I think that the biggest thing that farmers will have is options. So we're going to try to be a very good option, an option that will be focused on yield more than in another thing. And those options are thought for farmers in the Midwest, done in trials in the Midwest and with a team that is locally grounded. So that is what we think that we can add. And in our business, of course, there are many key things. One is the genetic base, the germoplasm, and with the acquisition of AgReliance, we have a biggest and more broader genetic base, mainly for corn, adding to what we already had in soybeans. And of course, with the footprint of AgReliance, we have a more sizable business that allows us to invest more dollars in breeding. That is what we do as a main activity in our company.
And Brad, to add on to that point, you mentioned it earlier, having those choices fit for various regions and the different brands and more. And, you know, I think a lot of farmers, they're really looking at their operations ROI. They want something that's going to be tailored for their area and something that's not the one-size-fits-all approach. They want to have good options for them. So, and talk about that aspect, because I think that's important here with all these resources getting combined.
No, absolutely. So, I mean, first and foremost, these two companies coming together, you had AgReliant that had really strong corn genetics, and you're a GDM worldwide leader in soybean genetics. And when you bring those two complementary strengths together, It's just really impactful and really fun. Then you go into the local, and so it's about having a great local portfolio by brand. And as we have aligned these brands to the marketplaces they serve, we want to have a really strong local portfolio. And then it's about testing those and making sure that we prove it, you know, in central Illinois, prove it in southern Minnesota with Mustang, et cetera, and make sure that those two, you know, or those two corn and soybean, the breeding engine coming together, fits locally.
Very true. Final thoughts from both of you gentlemen. What do producers need to remember, you know, about all these resources coming together with GDM? Maybe they can't make it to Commodity Classic, but they're working with your teams out in the field, et cetera, et cetera. What do you want to reiterate to them? What do you want to leave with folks today, Santiago?
For me, the most simple message to define what we will try to do in the U.S. is be a simple company to work with, focus on yield. At the end, what pays the bills in this industry is getting more yield out every season. That is what farmers are looking for, and that is what we are looking to deliver to them. If we can do that in a very simple way, I think that will be a very good option in the market for them to think of.
Brad, final thoughts from you?
When we made these decisions, we really started with the farmer in mind and built our way back up. And it's no different as we make decisions going into the next year, etc. We are a company that's focused on the farmer, and we're built to serve the farmer. And that was the whole point of this, you know, new brand strategy that was launched, is to really have brands and a product portfolio and the people supporting those that will support farmer in every area that we serve. So really excited about it.
Well, again, a lot of great excitement, resources coming together with GDM, AgriLiance, and of course, you know, the different brands, AgriGold, Mustang Seeds, etc. Folks, reach out to your local partners, talk with them, talk with their team. Gentlemen, really appreciate the time here at Commodity Classic. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity.